From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama pointed to encouraging new economic numbers out today as another sign the worst of the recession is over, but he says plenty of families are still hurting with an unemployment rate at 10%. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama says it's no accident the economy has bounced back. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a rate of nearly 6% in the fourth quarter. Mr. Obama says aggressive actions by his government deserve some of the credit for that turnaround. Republican House members unanimously opposed the administration's economic stimulus plan last year. Mr. Obama's urging Republicans to support his new jobs proposal, even if opposing it carries some political advantage.
I don't believe that the American people want us to focus on our job security. They want us to focus on their job security.
Mr. Obama wants to give small businesses a $5,000 tax credit for every new worker they hire. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Amid mounting shortages of medical supplies and tents for homeless earthquake victims in Haiti, there are continued reports of looting. Looting intensified in the capital today as people became more desperate for food. NPR's David Shaper reports from Port-au-Prince.
There are a couple of big camps downtown where people have camped out and have tried to make some sort of shelter for themselves in the last couple of weeks. And those are points of distribution for food by some of the international relief organizations. However, the food deliveries are intermittent. They are inconsistent. Not everybody who lines up to get food is getting food when they come. And therefore, people are increasingly getting desperate and turning to whatever measures they can to feed themselves and their families.
NPR's David Shaper in Port-au-Prince. It took a jury just a little more than half an hour to issue a verdict in the case of 51-year-old Scott Roeder, the man accused in the shooting death of Dr. George Tiller, a Kansas abortion provider. Roeder took the stand yesterday where he admitted to shooting the 67-year-old doctor, saying he believed his actions were justified to save the lives of unborn children. Mark Rudy was Roeder's defense attorney.
I don't want to say he was on a mission, but he had the strong feelings. He did what he did. He wasn't hiding behind what he did. And we couldn't stop him from speaking. We're not going to gag our own client.
Roeder faces a mandatory life prison sentence in connection with the killing of Tiller last year. In the courtroom, Tiller's family held hands and fought tears as the verdict was read. As Japanese automaker Toyota struggles to deal with a costly fix of millions of its cars and SUVs, the automaker's rivals are piling on. Ford and Hyundai are now following the lead of GM and offering payments or 0% financing to Toyota drivers who trade in their vehicles. GM started things off by offering Toyota customers a $1,000 payment or 0% financing. Toyota this week suspended sales and production of 8 of its popular models due to faulty gas pedals. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 53 points. The Nasdaq was down 31 points today. This is NPR. With requests from New York lawmakers and others that an upcoming September 11th terror trial be moved out of the city, the mayor of a small town in upstate New York is volunteering to step into the breach. Mayor Nicholas Valentine said today, Newburgh, New York, which about 60 miles up the Hudson River, is an ideal place to try mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four accomplices. Valentine says his city already has a new state-of-the-art courthouse that could easily be secured. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and others have cited the cost of holding the trial in New York as a reason it should be moved. The Justice Department has asked the court for permission to intervene in Georgia state-run mental hospitals. It has been a year since the Justice Department and the state reached an agreement to improve conditions at the institutions, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In the last month of the Bush administration, the Justice Department reached several court settlements to improve state-run prisons, nursing homes, and other institutions across the country. Back then, experts who reviewed those agreements at NPR's request said the terms of the deals were unusually weak. Some nonprofit groups even tried to challenge the settlements in court. One such agreement was in Georgia. The state had a pattern of violence and neglect at mental hospitals. The judge has taken more than a year to sign off on the settlement, and now the Justice Department says conditions have become so bad that immediate intervention is necessary. Thomas Perez, who runs the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said inmates are being subjected to a widespread pattern of violence and are not being protected from preventable deaths. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Kurt Warner is ending his at times rocky NFL career. The 38-year-old Arizona Cardinals quarterback announced he's retiring. Warner gave no reason for the decision. He's walking away with a year left on a $23 million contract. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.